When you give up only 40 shots on goal the last couple of games, Mike uses the term structure. What have you seen from your club structure that's enabled Winnipeg to be so stingy?
We over our last seven games have moved back into that top 10 region that we want to be in terms of shots from scoring areas. And while our kind of departure from a solid defensive game didn't come from cheating, I think it came from us trying to push an offensive game that I'm not saying we're not built to play, but we're not there yet. We're not at that level. So just a refocusing on what it means to play a good game for the Winnipeg Jets. Systems haven't changed. There isn't anything but the focus on where you're supposed to be and how angry you're supposed to be when you're there in that spot. That we've been better at that in our last two and really our last seven, but more noticeably in our last two.
The Leafs, since the last time you played them, seem to be doing better in the standings anyways, in the win department. From the tape you've analyzed, can you see or do you have an idea why that would be?
Just different pieces of their game probably starting to flourish. I think they've had a real nice push with their goaltending over that stretch of time. James Reimer's come in and his numbers are exceptional. Power play starting to put some pucks in the net, which takes some pressure off their 5-on-5 offensive game. In terms of effort and style of play, I think they've been pretty consistent all year.
So just back to the first question. So is that like, that was a bit of an experiment at the start of the year to see if you could play one way and or to change your style a little bit, and that didn't quite pan out, so you're back a bit?
No, I think when I look at it, we went through a stretch of games where we were generating an awful lot, giving up more than we'd like, and then started to squeeze a little harder on some of the things that we didn't like, that were causing the chances against, and we stopped making the plays that we need to make just to generate something. So both things kind of went sideways on us. We stopped scoring at the same rate, but we weren't doing enough. We were giving up different kinds of chances. We had a big run of games where guys were getting in behind our defense. We didn't have enough pressure on the puck to make it a dump out, and they were hitting guys clean strikes up the middle. So a bunch of things happened kind of at the same time. At the end of the day, the most important thing that we would do on the ice wasn't helping us. It's really not an effort issue. I do think we started to drag a little bit on the road the second time out. Got into some back-to-backs that we didn't have great legs in, and you lose a little confidence. And I'm not talking about finishing around the net confidence, making the play at a speed that you can be good at.
You obviously see things on video that we don't see. Brian Little says sometimes it's just this one guy is slow, and that causes a chain reaction amongst the whole group, and that gets you defensively out of sync. Was there a lot of that, or and he pointed to the fact that you're a different team than you were from last year, and figuring out how to all play together.
I think it goes to dealing with pressing, and when you've got a group of guys that probably aren't hoping to score 30 that year, they're just going to bang it out and bang it in. That at 1-1. Into the third period, you're a comfortable team, and I think we came out of our comfort level with that. We wanted more. We should score more. We should be doing more. And I think that pressing, again, it wasn't a cheating. It wasn't guys being lazy. It was we would press two and three heavy pinches when there wasn't quite a pinch there, and lost our patience in the game.
Paul, when you're deciding who to start in goal throughout the season, how often is it a gut decision?
Just 82 times. Well, you'd never say, boy, I'd really like to start that guy, but my gut says, and I should, so I'm going to go with the other guy. I mean, it's every night. You have two or three plans. You've got a plan coming into the season where you think a guy can handle where he's at. You've got smaller, what do our next seven games look like? What's the right matchup for each goaltender? And then you'll get into the rhythm of who's going and who's not going. We've run five sets of back-to-backs on the road, so that's factored into some of our decisions too.
What stood out to you about Connor's demeanor?
That's a good way to put it, because he's played a game in the NHL. He deserved that game based on his. He had a very good training camp. He had an excellent season last year. He's gone down and played very well. He's big, calm. The puck goes, I think, you know, where he wants it to go off shots. He's got nice rebound control. And then, you know, we went in, and that's a huge game for us. We're not feeling very good about ourselves. We're going into Minnesota. They're the team we're chasing. We had a really difficult night in Minnesota the prior time we had played them. So there's a lot there, and we're throwing his first game on, and he, you know, he's got 15 shots. So other than the fact that I like the way he played, I like the way he controlled the rebounds, they only had 5 shots from a scoring area, or what we consider a scoring area. So we're going to see a little more tonight. They're going to put more pucks at the net in the style of game. There's going to be more traffic to the front of the net. So, but for all of these young goaltenders that come in, when you pass the first test, you get an opportunity to get the second test, and we'll see them.